Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to the C-Squared podcast with Corey and Curtis. We are joined once again by the awesome Jan Booker for a tiny little music festival you might know, the Bakken Open Air Festival over in Germany. He also books for a couple of bands. So we're going to be talking again about booking shows because guess what? They're coming back and we cannot be more freaking stoked, but there are, as always, are things to still consider. But before we get into the meat of things, I do want to just say thank you for braving the podcast again. Seriously, how have we not driven you off yet?
No, it's always good fun. Good to be back. Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, well, I'm doing great. I'm sure Curtis is doing great. He's on mute because I think he's coughing right now. So either he's good or he's dying. One of the two. But okay, we will go ahead and just dive right on in. Folks, if you have not heard of Jan or heard our previous podcast with him, go back, listen to them, get the full breakdown on who he is and what he does, because it's a lot and it's all super helpful information. But just getting started, first, let's talk. How do you feel about shows finally coming back? Like, you excited, you nervous? How do you emotionally, how are you feeling about it?
I'm super excited about it. I mean, it's been rough 2 years now. We did some shows last year, like seeded COVID, seeded COVID shows. They were allowed here in Germany. It was not the same. It was cool to see bands playing live on a stage again last summer, but it was definitely not the same. So I'm super excited to go back to shows, to promote shows again. Happy to have the festival back this year. I have been to Los Angeles 2 weeks ago and I went to see Korn, System of a Down, Helmet and Russian Circles. And honestly, I had a little tear in my eye when Russian Circles started because it was just like, oh, wow, what I'm doing here. I'm standing in a crowd in a full stadium. I have a beer in my hand. Everyone was happy. Almost no one was wearing a mask or something. It was just like shows like they used to be. So it was super amazing. It was such a great, great night. And I can't wait to have shows like this back in Germany. So yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's definitely wonderful to see. We were talking before the podcast started recording that here in the States, it's like the wild, wild west in a lot of places where it does feel pre-COVID, pretty normal, which is.
I mean, like everyone was wearing a mask when you had to enter the stadium, you had to wear a mask and, but that was it. So you have to be vaccinated and you have to give me a proof of vaccinations. But beside that, it was, normal as it used to be. It was great fun. Rachel's Korn was so amazing. It was so good.
Yeah, that's like a middle school me's dream lineup right there with Korn and System of a Down. That just takes me back to when I was a wee little thing and first getting into metal.
Yeah, as I said, it was just amazing. Also Helmet and Russian Circles. I'm promoting Helmet in Germany since, 12 years, 13 years maybe. It was so good to see them back playing live on a stage in a stadium in February. So it was winter here. The weather was so good over there. So it's good fun. So yeah, I'm super excited going back to shows here. I mean, two years have been too long, way too long.
2 weeks is too long sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
But one thing you did just touch on a little bit that I kind of wanted to talk about. So there are still some restrictions here and there, still places that have their protocols and things like that, depending on the country that you're in. And one of them being seated shows. Do you think, in your opinion, that if given the option of postponing a show or doing a seated show, which one is better? Because the dynamic for our genre in particular, seated shows just feel wrong. Or is it just me?
No, I totally agree with you. So it, no, we definitely want to go back to normal, whatever we call normal, just as you said, like pre-COVID shows. I mean, the mob needs to get wild at a show. So there needs to be, standing shows and full capacity. And I think we, in Germany, I think we slowly getting back to pre-COVID. So it will take a while. So they will lift some restrictions pretty soon in March. Some other might follow a bit later. So my hope right now is that we will be back almost to normal by summer, early summer. So, I mean, the problem is, or what I fear the most right now is that people got so used to it, just not be around so many people anymore. So I really hope people will get used to it again, just being in a crowded room with other people, with not wearing a mask and just having a good time enjoying themselves. So I think it will take a while, but I'm pretty positive about that everything will be back as it was, at least for live shows. Yeah.
And so if a band is trying to make a decision on whether to move forward with a tour and they're looking at either postponing or doing seated shows, which would you recommend? Like if it were one of your bands that you were booking for, would you recommend they postpone or do seated?
No, I would recommend to postpone the shows. It's I mean, it totally depends on the band. I have to say, I wouldn't say it for every band. We did some seated shows last year, as said. They were open air seated, and but that was for a German like rock band, so they could easily do seated shows, and the people accepting it, and they had a good time as well. But if you, I mean, we're talking about metal shows, right? Mm-hmm. So seated shows, I think now, as you said, it feels wrong. It's not the right genre to have like seated shows. So in that case, I would recommend to postpone the shows.
Definitely. And I mean, that's the biggest conversation. So if Curtis has a follow-up, he can jump in at any time.
You were going. So I usually do what you're doing. Okay. But anyway, so Jan, can you kind of go over, if you kind of know, like what are the different restrictions that are currently in place in Europe/Germany that bands have to kind of be aware of if they're planning on doing a tour, if you know?
I'm not an expert here, but I mean, for example, UK is open again, so shows can happen there. I've been to London a few months ago, which was super weird, just going to a club show again. It was amazing, but it was super weird after such a long time. So the UK is open. I think Denmark lifted almost all the restrictions now by this week or maybe the last week or so. In Germany, we have still restrictions, and they're different because we have like 16 different parts in Germany. So in every part in Germany is a little bit different, but in general, yeah, and that makes it even more complicated sometimes, because in some parts of Germany, you are allowed to play full capacity again, and some you are only allowed to play half a room, 50% capacity or 75, or in some you have to wear a mask and some not. And so that makes it even more complicated. So it's not only traveling or touring touring Europe, it's even in specific countries, there are different rules as well. So, as said, in Germany, we start to lift the restrictions in March, at least a little bit. Germany is always like very, very carefully with everything. So I mean, we're much slower than Denmark, for example, or the UK. I think it would take like a few more months and then we are all good again. Hopefully. I mean, you never know if there is popping up another kind of another type of the virus. It might change again, but if not, I think it will take just a few more months. I said early summer, maybe earlier, maybe April, mid of April. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're right, because it was like this time last year when we all thought everything was going to be reopening and then it just went back to kaputs again. So where was I going?
We were in, I was with some other festival bookers and some other festival promoters. We went together to for a meeting to Spain in November. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the showcase festival called Eurosonic, which is in Groningen in the Netherlands in January every year. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, yeah, we go back in January to Eurosonic. And the promoter of Eurosonic was with us. And we all had a good time. And that night, the new Omicron thing started. And it was like, oh, no. So, of course, there was no Eurosonic this year. They did a digital version again, which was great, but it's still not the same. So it's as long as we stay away from new types of the virus, I think we're good to go pretty soon.
What do you think is going to happen with the festivals if it ends up being another year of no more? You think they have a chance to come back? Like if that were, if the worst case scenario was to happen, what do you think would be the?
That's a tough one. I think there are probably lots of, especially at smaller mid-sized festival, they would suffer the most if they're not able to put on the show this year. But honestly, I'm pretty positive about the festival summer this year. I mean, when we take the data from last summer, where all the numbers, the cases were like super low, and with all the vaccination rates now, I'm super positive about this festival summer. So, I mean, we are in at Wacken, we are in touch with the authorities like all the time for this summer. And yeah, we're pretty sure that everything will look good in summer. So, I mean, you always have to have the major priority on people's health. So we don't want to take a risk, but I think it would be good in summer. Yeah.
Just as one more follow up, in case Corey had something. So this year at the festival, Wacken, obviously, would you guys be putting in place for different health measures? I mean, assuming you just got like proof of vaccination, do you have to wear masks? Like, what would you guys have as being your protocol, if you know?
Totally depends on what we have to do then. I would say all the staff is vaccinated it totally depends on what we have to do. So what the rules are, what the restrictions are by then. I actually think all the restrictions will be lifted by then, hopefully. But if we have to like to prove vaccination status and stuff like that, we have to do it. So, and
what would you do like if a band you were booking wasn't? I know that's been an issue with some people like recently. How do you handle that as a tour promoter / booker? Out of curiosity, if you're willing to say.
You mean if a band is not vaccinated?
Yeah, because I know that's been coming up as being an issue with some bands, if you're willing to say.
It is. I mean, same thing. I'm positive for summer that we hopefully don't have to talk about this anymore. in case we have, we have to follow the rules, right?
Yeah.
If you're not vaccinated, for example, and you come to tour Europe, you probably have to do like a 10 days quarantine before you start the tour. And then you have to do like a PCR test, like probably every day. You have to pay for it. It's like about $100, I would say. So you have to do this, and that's it. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure there will be still issues the next month, especially with things like that. So, yeah.
In other words, we're hoping it goes away. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Corey, did you want to jump in with anything?
Not on that topic, but on the subject of the festival, with people like, so on a lot of tours, people have been creating what they're calling like a COVID bubble, where the band is kind of segregated from the crew and from the audience, like meet and greets aren't happening as much, that kind of stuff. Are those kind of COVID bubbles going to exist in the festival world? Or, because it seems like it's just not a thing that is possible, because the whole point of a festival is to like mingle with everybody. So is that something people need to think about if they are playing at one of the festivals?
I'm pretty sure there will be still some artists touring, and they will act like this, and they will just rather stay in their on the bus instead of hanging out in the backstage area with all the other bands. But honestly, I think people will, they will gather again, mm-hmm. and they will hang out again, because I mean, everyone missed it so much. And especially at Wacken, we have like, all right, actually a lot of other festivals as well. Like the whole backstage area is like super nice. So they want to hang out there with their friends they didn't see in years now. So I think it will be like it was, but there will be some bands for sure who will stay away from other people or try to avoid to hang out with a lot of people.
Curtis, do you have a follow-up? You seem like you have a follow-up.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if it was a time to do that. So do you recommend that though? I guess it was kind of more where I was going to ask you.
Sorry again.
You kind of recommend the bubble approach though. Like you said, some bands will do it, but like you as a festival guy, like, or as a tour booker, do you think that's a smart move to do or no?
I would say it depends on what the rules are. I mean, if we handle it like a normal cold by then, yeah. and you don't have to go to quarantine, so you can move on and you're not feeling very sick, it's fine, I think. It totally depends on. So, I mean, if you're not feeling well, stay on your bus. So
yeah.
If you're feeling well, go and hang out. So,
yeah, no, okay, that's fine. I just thought maybe that you had like a certain opinion the band should be doing the meet and greets and all the rest of that.
As I said, it totally depends. If there is a risk that you have to stop your tour, which would mean like a huge financial risk as well for the artist, I definitely would recommend to stay away from, live in your own bubble, play your shows.
Yeah.
Go back to your bubble. But if not, if the restrictions are lifted by then completely, that a band can, or that you don't have to go into quarantine, and I would go back to normal.
I guess it's kind of like, how is it going to be handled? Do you have to go into quarantine? Is it going to be handled like a cold, like you said? Because if it's being handled like a cold, then
exactly. So that's the most important thing. If there is the risk that you have to stop your tour I would recommend to stay in your bubble.
Yeah. So how do I want to phrase this? So like, let's say if a band does get sick while they're on tour, how do you handle that as a promoter? I guess you just have to cancel everything.
If a band gets sick?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. I mean, especially these days, it's everyone is aware of it. So everyone knows it. It's just completely fucked up if you have to cancel a show. It's, I mean, it's bad for the venue, it's bad for the promoter, it's bad for the local promoter, it's bad for the stuff, it's bad for everyone. But right now it is what it is, so we have to be happy for every single show we do. So
I agree on that. Cool. I think I'm done on the restrictions part, Corey, unless you had more, because I wanted to go into something a little bit more positive before we ended off.
No, I'm good on my end. You go on your positive end.
Let's talk positivity here, Jan, for a little bit.
Yeah.
What do we got going on for the next little bit that you can talk about that's positive about that's being actually going to be booked and that's actually happening?
You mean my shows?
Yeah, your show. I want to be positive. Be positive with you. Let's talk about the positive end on your end.
As I said, I'm very, very positive about this summer. So my plans for my own shows, we have Life of Agony coming over for a few shows, which is good. Right. Together with Static X and Dope, which is amazing. Then the German band I was talking about, they're called Fury and Slaughterhouse. They're kind of an arena band here in Germany. So we do 14 open air shows with them this summer here in Germany, which is really good. All of the shows were postponed from 2020 already. So we're super happy to do them finally. I'm super excited to be back on our own festival. So that feels just so crazy being 2 years without the festival or without festivals in general. Definitely looking forward to go to Download Festival UK. I'm back in the US in summer for vacation, family vacation.
Nice.
And I'm going to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joe and Jett.
Oh, nice.
I'm super excited for that. And so there are lots of positive things coming up this summer. We have some more tours with, who else do we have? Therapy are coming in May. Also postponed tour from 2020.
Oh my God.
There are lots of things are coming. Clawfinger playing shows this year. We also announced our Full Metal Holiday vacation on Mallorca, the island, Spanish island. Nice. So it's a one-week heavy metal holiday, which is a lot of fun. So I'm taking the family probably again to go there. It's nice. Free drinks, lots of heavy metal, and the sun is shining, so it couldn't be any better. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of great things are coming up this year.
Cool. Corey, what else do we have for Jan before we wrap up?
What are you most looking forward to for the bigger festival, like obviously Bakken? And so what are you most looking forward to about having that back? Like, what's your favorite thing that you are most fired up for?
Actually, it's just started because we're just on a pre-production of Wacken. So it's just like the, you know, like lots of meetings again. And now we're finally working on something, on something which is going to happen. So that's super exciting. But you mean like...
Being there, being on the ground at that festival, what is the number one thing you are most looking forward to?
It's actually when we open the gates and people are running in front of the stage. It's always, I mean, you might have seen it on YouTube. It's always such a great moment. And of course, when this year, I would say,
it's probably going to be a stampede towards the stage of just, it'll look like those scenes from Black Friday in the US of people just cramming in.
It will probably look like this. I'm super excited to see Slipknot at our festival. So they never played before. I saw the show the last tour a couple of times, so I'm super excited to have the band at Wacken. So it's going to be a very special moment. Also for me personal, I saw the band the first time when they played, they played the first show ever in Cologne, I think, or maybe it was the second show, but that was the first tour So I'm a fan of the band since they started. So nice. And now finally having
them at Wacken. Happening in July too.
Correct. Yeah.
Nice.
I think it's a week before Wacken. So mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of good things.
Cool. So to end off, Jan, is there anything final that you would like to say? Any words of wisdom you would like to impart?
Words of wisdom. No, just be positive. Everything will be good again pretty soon. Let's hope so.
Agreed. Cool. Okay, with that, party on, Corey.
Party on, guys.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C Squared.